Let me start with the basic one. How proud are you,
Andy,
of these guys tonight for the performance that they had, all the adversity they had to deal with, and just tremendous performance?
Well, Joe, first of all, I want to thank our fans, because I thought this was maybe as electric as it's ever been in here, and we didn't play it. You know, it was really electric last year when we played Florida, and maybe even more electric because we played in a way that gave them more to cheer about. We made more shots, and we were a little sharper offensively, crisper offensively, but really thank our fans because they just kept the heat on them all night, and that was awesome. Very proud of my players. They gutted it out. That's a tough, hard-fought game. That's a tough team. They didn't get to number one in the country by accident. They earned their way up there, and so we're very proud to win this game. We're very proud to come home and have these four home games and get all four victories. And it doesn't let up. It doesn't get any easier because now we go to one of the most difficult places to play, one of the best teams in the league in Arkansas. But we're going to enjoy this for the moment. But your question, I'm extremely proud of our players, especially given the fact that we were so strapped with foul trouble. Yep. And I'm just really proud of them.
That's that key element. You lead by 14 early, and then the foul trouble really begins. The team loses the lead in the second half, 43-40, and you kind of sensed a big momentum shift there. And that was the point where the character of this group just kicked in.
Well, the character and Shane Foster's ability to score points. And so, you know, we it was a gut check. It was just one of those to where they got up and, you know, I end up putting AJ in. He gets his fourth foul right away, and it just didn't seem like much was going. But we got good minutes from Allen in the second half, and the guys that went in played well, and we got good play from them. We only turned it over eight times. Yeah. I think any time you can say that against Tennessee, you've done a great job.
You talked about the foul trouble. You also early on, you brought Jamie into the game. Talk about your thought process with that.
Well, there are a couple of thoughts there, Joe. Jamie's just been playing so great in practice that I felt like I had to give him a shot, and he can be so good defensively that I wanted to get him in there to try to keep Keegan and Jermaine and Red fresh as we got to the end of the game, because I knew there was going to be a lot of pressing, a lot of us having to get open and all that kind of stuff, and so. We, you know, one more body down there to help us get open and do the things that those guys have to do. But the overriding factor is that Jamie's just been great in practice. And so you can't ignore a guy that gives great effort and plays great in practice every day. You can't ignore it.
Lofton scored well tonight, but good heavens, some of those shots were just tip your hat and go on.
Well, those are the kind of shots Chris makes, those are the kind of shots Shane Foster makes. Mm-hmm. And so, we took a hit from him, but I thought we did a good job on the other guys. And so, you know, when you look down and they shot 32.8% for the game, that means our defense had to be pretty special. And we, Dan Muller really had them scouted well, and he and Tom had us prepared for this one. So, as a result, we went out and played hard and played physically and got a victory.
You know, Shane obviously is going to get a lot of talk with the scoring. Talk about Jermaine's performance tonight.
Jermaine was huge, and he was huge not only in scoring points, but he was huge in taking care of the ball, and he was huge in getting open against their press. It's his primary responsibility to be the guy that gets open, and he was phenomenal all night.
If they'd have told you before the game you were going to have eight turnovers, you'd have taken that in a heartbeat, wouldn't you?
And we were going to have eight turnovers, and they were going to shoot 33%. I would have taken all that I could get. If you'd have told me Tyler Smith was going to have 17 rebounds, I'd have been a little bit concerned. But nevertheless, you know, again, it's a special night in here for our fans, and you know, you just can't say enough about our crowd. They're just absolutely amazing, and we're just so appreciative as a team and as a program and as a department for the kind of support and the kind of fan backing that we get, and our home games have just been unbelievable.
How can you measure the impact of a win like this?
I don't know. I think that it was on primetime national television, so that'll be good. My cell phone will have about 40 or 50 text messages on it, but we're proud of where we're at, and we're proud of how we're doing and what we're doing, and we could always be a little better, but we could be a lot worse right now. And we're just going to try to keep focused and keep going, doing what we're doing. And this has been a special group all year long. They've responded to each challenge, and And I just couldn't be more proud of them.
They get a day off tomorrow?
I think we'll give them a day off now. No, yeah, we'll take tomorrow off, and the staff will start trying to get ready for very good Arkansas team. But the players will have a day off.
Congratulations.
Joe, thank you. I hope you had fun announcing the game tonight.
Those are a blast, especially when they turn out the right way.
Yeah, well, it's always more fun when you win, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks a lot.